From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. Yesterday, the Democrats tried to bring a sweeping voting rights bill to the Senate. The bill was never even debated on because of the Republican filibuster. Today, an interview with Jerry Matthews, a guy sitting next to me at a bar, about what he thinks of the day's events. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would borrow my books and write notes in them with pen, but today also chose to cover how the Republicans filibustered the Democratic voting rights bill. Luckily, I was still able to grab an interview with Jerry Matthews, a guy who was sitting next to me at a bar and had some very strong opinions.
The thing about politics is that they're all crooks. Republicans are crooks. Democrats are crooks. Republicrats are crooks. My brother-in-law's in politics. The things he does would make your blood curl.
What office does your brother-in-law hold?
He's the head of the Parent Teacher Association, thank you.
Okay. Jerry, I wanted to talk to you about the For the People Act.
Yeah. I watched it on the news. Congress won't be able to get anything done as long as there's the filibuster.
filibuster.
Yeah. You could just kill a bill with this filibuster, and you need 60 Senate votes to override it? Who's going to get 60 votes nowadays? Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. A few good men. Sorkin is the man.
Okay, sorry. We kind of veered off track when you started quoting A Few Good Men.
All I'm saying is no one can get 60 votes in the Senate, so nothing's going to get done. There's a better chance of me making up with Randy than the Senate getting 60 votes.
Yeah, I don't know who Randy is or your relationship with him. So
you know Randy.
I really.
Paul. Kind of a ginger.
We've just met, Jerry. I don't know
your shirts. Friend. He wears shirts all the time. He's like a shirt maven.
Okay,
he's scum. All what you really need to know is that he is scum.
Okay, well, let's talk about what happened with this bill. The House passed it in March, and then the Senate tried to bring it up for debate, and you're right, the Republicans filibustered it.
They didn't stop the Senate from voting on the bill. They stopped the Senate from even debating the bill. How gangsta is that? They were like, we're not even going to let you talk about this. Like, the bill is Voldemort.
Oh, you like Harry Potter.
What the hell is a Harry Potter?
Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm getting another beer. Ooh, and another butter beer.
Good evening. I am Dan Smith, American man, and definitely not a Russian spy trying to undermine elections. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for real news. We post videos like how global warming not so bad and how voting Democrat makes you sterile. Check us out at youtube.ru/realnews.
Before the break, Jerry, we were talking about the voting rights bill. And
love you, man. I don't care what anyone else says. You're a great professor.
I'm not a professor. I'm a journalist. But the voting rights bill, it seemed like the Democrats had packed a number of provisions into this, everything from eliminating state voter ID laws to automatic voter registration to super PACs needing to disclose their donors.
Yeah, it was kind of a democracy wish list. And honestly, a couple Democrats thought that some of the measures went too far, but that wasn't the point.
What do you mean that wasn't the point?
The point? Was they're going to force those Democrats who want to preserve the filibuster to show us how much they want it. So there's that West Virginia guy who looks like Biff from Back to the Future.
Are you referring to Senator Joe Manchin?
I am referring to the very same man, yes.
I don't really think he looks like Biff.
When you've had as much drink as me, Lincoln, everyone starts looking like Biff. Anyway, Democrats need him if they want to abolish the filibuster, but he won't do that because he thinks it's short-sighted. So this bill really pressed him, like, which one do you want more, keeping the filibuster or letting black people vote? No? Still want the filibuster? Well, how about this, Biff, from Back to the Futures 1, 2, and 3? What if I took your sports betting almanac? Would you still keep the filibuster? You may not even have a casino to open if that happened.
Okay. Once again, we're veering off track. Let's return. Given that the Democrats knew that Manchin and the others weren't going to budge on removing the filibuster, why even try bring this bill to the Senate?
Wow. For being a professor, you're not that bright. The Democrats brought it up precisely so that it could be shot down. Now they'll say they tried and the Republicans stopped him and they'll campaign on that.
So the Democrats' campaign strategy next fall will be to say, we tried, but the Republicans wouldn't let us.
Yup.
What do you think about that, Jerry?
Look, I'm a wasted, and even I know that plan sucks. My brother-in-law tried that at the PTA. It did not go great for him. I'm sure you read about it in the papers.
I'm sure I didn't.
It was huge. It was a huge story. It was page six.
Okay, I don't even know what newspaper would cover this.
The Mifflinburg Telegraph, only the sixth highest circulating paper in central Pennsylvania.
Okay, let's again return to the For the People Act. This act was supposed to supersede the voting restrictions that many Republican states have recently passed. Without this bill, what happens to those laws?
They'll stand like white people during the national anthem.
Okay, but that seems like an unfair outcome.
Buddy, why do you think I'm drinking?
Thanks, Jerry. We'll be right back.
I love you, man.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a 23-year-old white woman, and there's like a lot going on in the world that I need to enlighten people about. That's why Vice hired me to host a new podcast, White Woman Explain Stuff. I'm going to travel to different countries and ask them, what's wrong? How can I help? And how do you get your hair to do that? So subscribe to White Woman Explain Stuff because you need to learn this. It's like so important.
Here's what else you need to know today. McDonald's stores in California will start to offer the COVID-19 vaccine. McDonald's said you can get the vaccine or supersize your meal and also get an insulin shot. Today's guest was comedian Michael Hartney. Follow him on Instagram at HartneyMichael. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Olingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.